Explore this summer's Main Street activities across Lorain County. Join the Lorain County Visitors Bureau in discovering our unique communities. For the most up-to-date information, visit the Main Street Beat link at WEOL.com.
It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
Time for the Main Street Beat, again brought to you by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau. We head to Oberlin, where we get to experience Oberlin with Janet Haar. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm great.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Let's talk about your Experience Oberlin Saturday. What things are planned for that beautiful day?
Experience Oberlin Saturday is this coming Saturday, August 12th, from 11 to 3 in downtown Oberlin. And we have vendors and nonprofits on Tappan Square. We have some music. We have things happening all over downtown. One of the things people really like is white squirrels in Oberlin. Were you aware of that, Bruce?
I was. My wife has spent some time working for the college at that point, so I became well aware of these white squirrels. I guess there's a scavenger hunt of sorts, right? Is that what's...
Right. Last month, we did a scavenger hunt. This month, we're doing a white squirrel tic-tac-toe. People have to find the 9 squirrels hidden in downtown, either inside a store or outside, and complete a game sheet, and then they're eligible to win a really cool white squirrel t-shirt from the Carlisle shop. Or if they finish the whole tic-tac-toe, they're able to win a $25 Oberlin gift certificate.
All right. Now, I'm not doubling up on the white squirrels that they will be able to do the figure out where they are located. So this just gives people another incentive to kind of make the rounds.
Exactly. We want them to experience the stores. Sometimes some people who have lived in Oberlin for a while say, you know, I've never been in that store, and it's really great. And that's what we want to happen.
Of course, it makes it great for those folks to come and experience a lot of different types of businesses. So you have all those things going on. Again, that's Experience Oberlin Saturday. It'll be from 11 till 3 at Tappan Square. You also have on the 12th happening down there, there's an Oberlin Farmers Market. I guess that's a regular Saturday event, right?
It is from 9 to 1 every Saturday in the parking lot of the Oberlin City Hall. There is, and every week they bring someone in different, so that people can experience a lot of different things. But it's very well attended and good stuff.
Well, it's a chance for people to, you know, obviously to get some, you know, you find out the people who grow the food, and you can kind of talk with them about different things. Today is a zucchini. Hi to zucchini on your, on your neighbor's porch?
Sneak one onto your neighbor's porch.
You know, if you grow zucchini, these things never stop growing, and after a while you're like, I can't handle it all, so... If you know, that's a thing. So obviously a lot of the harvesting is taking place. So it's a chance, not only with the farmer's market related to, you know, the food, but obviously there's different people that crafts or vendors too, I think, right?
Right. And I want to go back to Experience Oberlin Saturday for just a minute.
Sure.
Because I didn't mention at 10 a.m., so from 10 to about noon in the East College Street courtyard behind Slow Train, the Oberlin Kids and Kids Speak, every Experience Oberlin Saturday, do events and activities, especially for the younger children, so toddlers up to about age 6 or 7. And that's really a fun place, that East College Street courtyard.
So a lot of things going on. Anything else you want to bring up this morning that's been taking place that you want to point out?
Sure. I talked last week about our Inspiring Women series, and our event is happening tonight at the Sunset Terrace in Lakeview Park, so we're really excited about that. We have another Experience Oberlin Saturday on September 9th, but FAVA it is also having an art fair in the square that day. So it's going to be another really busy day in Oberlin on September 9th. And then on October 27th, the Community Foundation's Women's Fund is having an event called Sheroes. And that event just celebrates all the female heroes, which we all are.
Lots going on in Oberlin all the time. And, of course, this Saturday is Experience Oberlin Saturday. You can find out more by going to oberlin.org or following them on Facebook and have a lot of fun looking for the white squirrels in the different businesses. Janet, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
I appreciate it, Bruce. Thank you.
Thanks. Janet Harv with Positively Oberlin here joining us, talking about all the things going on with Oberlin. Experience Oberlin Saturday, this coming Saturday from 11 until 3.